In 1936, archaeologist and adventurer Indiana Jones is hired by the U.S. government to find the Ark of the Covenant before the Nazis can obtain its awesome powers.
Welcome to The Walt Vault with Andre,
Michelle,
Emily,
and Luis.
We are a family-friendly podcast where each and every week we watch and review a different Disney movie. Be sure to subscribe on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Enjoy the show!
To make up for dollars. That's why I don't believe in $1 bills when it comes to money. It's either 5, 10, 15, 20.
Bill.
Oh, there's not a $15 bill. It's either 5, 10, 20, or the 50 or $100 bills. I don't believe in ones.
But no ones?
So he
is this like when they tried to get rid of the
penny? I believe in ones. I don't like coins.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, what's your stance on coins, Lou? You don't like these ones.
Is there something in your mouth?
Nah, I don't like the ones.
I hate pennies.
Yeah, it's pointless.
You remember taking the AP English test and them asking that question?
What's up, homie?
Yes. Should we get rid of pennies or not?
Yeah. And I remember being like, this be the question? This is what we're...
The heavily debated...
Do you need to take college English or not?
Emily's like, I've been training for this my whole life. Yeah. I hate pennies.
Goodbye, pennies.
Let's see if I've ever used pennies since.
Get ready for this critical analysis on pennies. Hello and welcome to The Walt Vault, episode 195.
Hello.
I don't remember exactly where I started recording, but I think we were talking about dollar bills.
Yeah, so. Apparently Luis thinks dollar bills are pointless.
Did I say that or did I say I don't believe in dollar bills?
You say you don't believe in dollar bills.
What do you mean you don't believe in them? Because they're real. That's like you don't believe in ghosts. But like a dollar bill is real. So you have to believe in it.
Do I have?
Ghosts are real.
I'm just saying.
Ghosts are real, but are dollar bills real?
I never said they weren't. I just
Andre
don't
is pulling
it.
A dollar bill
don't
out
believe in it,
right
then to me, you don't think it's real.
There you go.
Maybe
look,
you don't
$1.
Believe in it.
Not necessarily.
Doesn't make
Andre's
any sense.
Just busting out with some scratch paper from his wallet.
I got cash.
Monopoly
yeah, you got
money
cash.
In there.
I think technically I could purchase something with this.
No, you can't.
I don't know what.
No.
There's literally nothing that you can buy.
Still 99 cents.
No, it's not. Homie, inflation happened. That bad boy is not 99 cents. Mm. Since inflation, I don't believe in dollar bills.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that mean the Tooth Fairy has to give you more than a dollar for your tooth?
Tooth Fairy can give you a penny.
You're going to give your daughter a penny when she loses her tooth?
She knows she ain't getting nothing.
Nothing you're not going to do, no Tooth Fairy?
No.
Nowadays, Tooth Fairies give NFTs, man.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, check out this digital chip that I got you. It's going to be worth millions of dollars. Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin.
I would rather do Tooth Fairy than Elf on a Shelf. I'm not doing Elf on a Shelf.
I'm just a mean parent. I straight up told her, like, that is not real.
Let's name that monkey.
You told her Elf on the Shelf's not real or a Tooth Fairy?
Elf on the Shelf. All of them.
Let's name that monkey in the movie.
Does she think Santa Claus is real?
No. Oh. I told her.
Oh, you told you done did.
I sure did.
Addie was like, Dad, I don't think Ollie knows that Santa's not real.
Oh.
You better fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Okay. I told her she can't, like...
Yeah, you can't like just be
people.
Like, it's not real.
Yeah, you can't go to school and be like, oh, let me break this to you.
Let me drop some bombs. You got to drop some truths.
All the bad parents.
So,
I read this in the Inquirer.
No, not yet.
Oh, man, I got a good one.
This week, we are talking about the 1981 live-action Lucasfilm film.
Michelle, why are you wearing a Harley Quinn shirt?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody with this shirt says, oh, it's Harley Quinn. Your dad the other day said, nice Giants shirt. Yeah. And I said, first of all, the shirt is red. It's not orange. It's a Spider-Man shirt.
It's red and black, and it's split in half, so that there's a black half and then a red half, and then...
Well, it's Spider-Man.
I feel like it's some optical illusion you got going on over there.
Okay, first off, you keep cussing.
Beep.
Second off, focus.
It's a Spider-Man shirt.
It's an optical illusion.
This is a 1981 film starring Harrison Ford, directed by Steven Spielberg, written by George Lucas and Lawrence Kasdan.
I don't know who else they got up in there.
They got a whole bunch of homies up in
Michael
here.
They got John Williams.
Johnny Dubs on the tracks.
You know Michael Williams, is that what you just said?
Michael Williams.
Michael Williams.
That's his little brother.
Mikey.
John Rhys Davies. Salah, a.k.a.
Mohamed Salah. He plays for Liverpool left wing.
And my axe. That's
that dude. On my axe.
Gimli.
Yeah, Gimli.
It took me a minute to get there.
Is that really the same guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes me happy.
John Rhys Davies. He's a good actor. Also, Melina.
I can't listen to it without just thinking of Disneyland, though. Hello and welcome, my friends.
Hello and welcome. Do not look into the eyes of the idol. Yes.
Of Mara.
Of Mara. let's go ahead and get into our first impressions. Andre, what's your first impression upon this viewing? Because I'm sure you've seen it plenty of times before.
Well, actually, the thing is, I don't think I have seen this movie before. I'm pretty sure this was the first time I had ever watched this entire film. I'm carrying a baby.
That's weird because it seems like me and Ems feel like we've seen it, but then when we started watching, it's like,
I don't remember this. I don't remember her.
Yeah.
I don't remember this bar.
I thought she was a blonde. I thought we were burning books in Germany.
Right, right.
I literally remembered the last scene.
That was it. I had definitely never seen the last scene where people's faces get melted off. This might be one of the most violent movies we've ever reviewed.
It was so funny, though.
Did we do Deadpool? Because if not, this is it.
Did you like scream laugh? Because I was scream laughing.
Like, ah, what?
It's crazy.
She made the R2-D2 sound.
Yeah.
Trey can do that, by the way. We taught him how to do that.
I did. I don't know. Eyeballs popped out of faces. It was a lot.
Right.
It was a lot.
This movie was kind of surprising in that way.
They all had a Keystone Light. Bitter beer face to death.
Keystone Light.
Ew.
Disgusting.
Nasty.
Remember the days of Keystone Light. Yeah, no, thank you.
Remember those commercials? Bitter beer face? It was like a normal Joe Schmo and then he drinks a swig of Keystone. He's like, because it was bitter? Not Keystone. He drinks another bitter beer. It was a commercial for Keystone.
Keystone. Keystone is just water. So.
This is going to make your face not happy.
That's why I was really confused about that. I've never seen that conversation.
This movie was definitely giving me... What was the... It was Moon Knight, right? Where they were in the desert and stuff?
Yeah.
I was getting
right.
Moon Knight vibes. I was like, is this creepy guy going to pop out? Whatever that guy was.
the
B.A. McGee?
The bird?
What kind of makes me sad... Hold on, we didn't finish your first impression.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, go ahead, babe. So anyway, yeah, this movie holds up pretty well. I enjoyed my time with it. I thought that there were some, like, extra long parts. Like, it could have shaved down a few minutes off of it. But I really like Harrison Ford. He's a good actor. And he's Indiana Jones, man. You know? And he nailed it. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I think I've only seen this movie one other time. So this was probably my second time viewing it. And then as we were watching it, I was remembering scenes more. But then I don't know if I was remembering those scenes because I watched it or because you just like know clips of the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Iconic.
Just because it's iconic and you know the ride or whatever. Like the whole opening scene is just literally, oh, here's the ride. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously I enjoyed watching Harrison Ford. I liked it. It definitely feels like an 80s movie to me, like an 80s action movie. It has good music. I like Harrison Ford. So therefore, I enjoyed it. Luis.
It was all right. Mm. It's definitely not my favorite. I think my favorite's the one with their book burning.
He loves it when they burn the books.
No. Not for burning the book's sake, but I think that's my favorite one.
Right.
Okay.
So what, the second one probably?
Or the third?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. That's the thing.
Indiana Jones is definitely a blind spot in my Spielberg.
Well, the last one is bad. I will tell you that.
The fourth one.
You mean the Shia LaBeouf one or the one that just came out?
No, the one.
No, no. So there's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right. There's
Temple of Doom.
Sure. Temple of Doom.
And then
the Final Crusade. The Crusaders Crusade. Of the Last.
The Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade. So those are like the old ones, right?
Yes.
So the Last Crusade is like real bad. That's where there's a blonde lady, Louise. And then there's the Shia LaBeouf one that came out in like, what, the mid-2000s,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah, like 07 or something like that.
And then there's the one that literally just came out like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I think we might have talked about this on the last episode, but Louise and I went and saw that one in the theater and dug it.
Oh, you liked it.
I really liked it. Good. I know it didn't get super great acclaim,
yeah,
but
I think it got mixed reviews. We haven't seen it yet.
My mom saw it, though. She said it was good.
Right.
I don't know. People are, I mean, we talk about this all the time. People are pretty annoying. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what
they
the expectation
can get real,
is
yeah,
on
yeah.
things, but I don't know. I thought it was good.
Okay.
Plus, at this point, like, no spoilers, I guess.
Indy survives this movie.
Indy is alive, kicking. Looking hot as ever. He's a daddy.
Luis,
but
you're going to be on egg under the couch.
He is a great granddaddy.
yeah, that egg went under the couch.
But okay. they have finally gotten to the point where de-aging is majorly acceptable
yes, that's
on
what
screen.
That's what I heard about that movie.
Because
you know,
and I guess the spoiler piece is that it's there are major parts of de-aging, like
right,
substantial, like, and they did a good job.
Movie, a lot of
but
it.
Anywho, nice. That's not about this one. I liked it. Am I gonna watch it again? Like with excitement? Probably not. Right. Which makes me sad because I love the ride and I love the
mm-hmm.
iconic parts of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to love it, and. Kind of didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I give you this?
We were like totally in the mood for Indy when we watched it, so I was like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I just like seeing Harrison Ford
and other things, you know.
Yeah.
That I try not to only associate him with Star Wars, which I do, you know, so I'm like, oh yeah, he's Indiana Jones. Let's do that.
Gigantic character that he plays.
Which is cute because they're very similar in some ways.
Right, yes, in some ways. In other ways, they're not, you know. Han Solo is definitely not drawn on a chalkboard at any point in his career.
know? yeah, he's
a hot professor.
Yeah.
That's his whole thing.
Dude, that was creepy when that girl was like,
love you.
Love you on her eyelid.
How do you do that in the 30s?
Oh my gosh,
that
was so creepy.
Well, they had mirrors in the
30s. No, but like.
And pants.
They had mirrors in the 30s.
They had makeup back then too?
Yeah.
She could use a ballpoint pen.
But yeah, they had makeup in the 30s. You've seen them dolls in the old black and white magazines. You know? They had makeup in like the 1800s.
Yeah, I was going to say they've had makeup since like when they had the Ark of the Covenant.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think the Egyptians wore on their face? Charcoal.
Cats.
Cats? Got my cat juice. I got my pet cat.
Why'd you say cat juice? I didn't say that.
How else are you going to put on your face? You
just they got cats.
You just wear it a whole cat on
yeah,
your
like
face?
Yeah, like around their neck
she
like
said
a shawl.
On her face.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about makeup.
Cat juice. I don't want to know what that is.
I got my pet cat. I got my god cat. I got my makeup cat.
Okay.
Makeup cat is mostly juice.
Mostly juice. Makeup cat is mostly juice.
Indiana Jones. This movie. Sorry, I got a little distracted.
I was just like picturing wearing it around your neck like a necklace.
Sure,
but, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was.
I pictured something different.
Well, they do have it on their face. They do cat eye eyeliner. Okay.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Why'd you say juice?
How do you get it onto your face if it's a cat?
It's not juice.
Is there a cat on someone's face right now? Because I just walked into this conversation.
Oh, you missed it.
I'm like Donald Glover coming into like, you know.
Andre's saying that you can wear a cat on your face like makeup because it's cat juice. You said cat juice.
I don't know, dude.
Focus.
Anyway.
It was weird to me. It wasn't weird. I don't know what I was expecting, but I, he goes out on his iconic mission. He gets the gold idol.
Yes.
He loses it to French explorer man.
His like arch nemesis.
Yeah.
So he loses it to him, then he goes back to his teaching job, and I'm assuming the curator, who used to be an archaeologist, comes from a museum that he works at.
Yes. Right.
And Harvard is like, University. Did you get it? And he's like, well.
I had it, and then this really mean French guy came, and he was like, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. And then.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And pretty much.
I had to run out of there while I was going to get shot.
Was that Dr. Octavius?
Yes.
Dr. Octavio.
Doc Ock. And he pulls a Doc Ock move.
Yeah, he did.
He pulls his whip. He's like, goodbye, Dr. Jones. Or whatever.
I can't when people call him Dr. Jones. Like, they come in.
Jones. He's got that PhD, baby. You better respect his name. Or you can call him Indiana. Either way. So, yeah.
We've never heard Dr. Indiana, which would have been good, but.
He comes back. He's a little upset that that adventure didn't go so well. But there's some government homies that show up, and they're like, hey, we kind of might have a job for you because this thing is going missing. And there's this guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him before. His name is Adolf Hitler.
He's, Adolf.
He's looking for this thing, and we really don't want him to have it. So he tells them that they're.
Is this not like a true fact?
I believe so. I believe that Hitler was into the occult.
Okay.
You know?
Well, and he was super into, like art and pretty much plundering the world of anything of value.
Right. Okay.
What was that movie that we watched that should have been really good and was really bad? About, like, Hitler and the art, and there was a lot of famous people in it.
Oh, Monuments Men.
Oh.
It should have been really good because it was stacked.
Yeah. With Matt Damon?
It was so bad.
And
well, Matt Damon was in it. That should have been the first indicator, but
Matt Damon was an Oppenheimer and he did good.
Hey, no, Damon. Ugh. Matt Damon.
Granted, I didn't know it was Matt Damon until you said something, so.
That's right. We went to see Oppenheimer.
He's old now.
He's old now.
Older. What were we talking about? Oh, the government guys come in, recruit Indiana Jones. They say, find the covenant. We want it. Don't let Hitler have it. And he was like, you got it, baby. I'll do this all on my own. Don't bother sending the army at all. It's just me and me alone. I got this.
I am America. I've got this.
I think we go back to his apartment real quick and we see him in like a robe and we just see how this man lives. He's very single. He's got maps and weapons all over his apartment, all over the place.
I feel like this is what Albus Dumbledore's quarters look like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just like dangerous instruments all over the place. He jet sets off. They go to... Oh, he realizes that he has to go visit... an old flame of his, a girl that he knew back when she was a teenager.
I don't even know.
Mentioned several times.
There was like a really weird, one of those first interactions between the two of them. Luis and I looked at each other like,
oh,
I was a child.
I was a young girl and you knew better. Like, oh, snap.
I'm like, just like kind of
I did. I swear he said, I did what I did and you can't hold me to it.
No, he said something along the lines of, what did he say? It was very like, yeah.
Cringy.
Cringy, you know, that's the word.
You're not the man I knew 10 years ago. It's not the years, honey. It's the mileage.
That was funny. I liked that one.
That was a very...
That was later.
Line.
So yeah, between Marion being... I believe in the original cut, they said she was 15, and then in updates, it was changed to 18. So a very young woman, and Miss I Love You on the eyelids. You know, Dr. Jones, he'd be up to some stuff. I don't fully trust this man. but anyway, he gets into it with Marion. She owns a bar in Nepal, and she just drinks patrons under the table every night for money, I guess. She's just going
basically,
hard,
yeah.
Drinking like 15 shots at a time and playing it off like
and then is nothing. Like sober after.
Right, yeah.
Like has a whole...
She has a fight scene. Like,
and gets it.
Yeah, she can hold her liquor, okay?
Apparently.
It's pretty wild. Indiana Jones goes there because she has a piece of an artifact that is relevant to finding the Ark of the Covenant. He wants to get it from her, but he owes her money. So she's like, I Indiana Jones, if we're going to do this thing, you're going to pay me.
And then as they do that, in kisses.
Right. As they do that, they are attacked by Nazis. Mainly a dude that looks like... Who did we say
he
looked
Why
like?
Why was that guy sweating drops? He looked like a wax candle melting.
Well, eventually he literally was a
wax candle. I
don't
know if he was
melting.
Just trying to make him look even creepier. Or like what the vibe was. But just sweaty is just nasty.
Yeah, very,
like,
very,
you know who he looks
very
like?
Wet Nazi. Why? He's so...
He looked like the guy from How Did Honey I Shrunk the Kids. He had that
he
face.
He had a Rick Moranis
face. Yeah, yeah, he did.
That was Rick Moranis.
That'd be crazy if it was Rick Moranis. That'd be so funny.
No, but he also had like a weird bald head that he like took off his hat at some point.
Yeah,
it was really creepy.
It was real sweaty under there too. It was nasty. Oh my God. But you guys were saying he looked like the bad guy from Roger Rabbit because he has like,
oh yeah,
the bowler hat guy.
He's got the hat, he's got the glasses.
Oh no, that's not
no,
bowler
hat
guy.
Oh
that's,
yeah, bowler hat guy from.
That's from the Jeffersons. Oh yeah,
the Jeffersons. Meet the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons. That's right.
That's what I said.
So yeah, they meet up with this guy. He's being very creepy.
Isn't it Robinsons?
Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons?
Robinson.
The Robertsons?
Yeah.
The animated movie.
I do not like that movie.
Where they time traveled.
I liked that movie.
Yes, it was cool.
Whatevs.
It was a good movie. We reviewed it. Episode number whatever.
Just so everybody knows.
Episode number whatever that is.
Andre Michel's dog is insisting on sleeping on my cord.
Oh, yeah. He's conked, too. He loves you though. Every time you come over, he's like,
he's
finally
shabush.
Somebody to pay attention to me.
That's right.
Don't mess with the controls, please. Thank you very much.
Anywho. Yes, he was creepy.
He was being creepy at them, and then things started to pop off. You know, guns start getting drawn, fires start getting lit. The bar is ablaze now. It is on fire. They're fighting. During the fight, the actual artifact that Marion owns comes out, and old creepy wet Nazi guy, he grabs it, but it's all hot from the fire, so it burns the imprint of the artifact into this dude's hand. And that'll be important later.
And thank God it became relevant later, because I was having major plot holes without that.
Plot hole issues. Yeah, so... Indy and Marion escape and make their way across the pond to the country of... Where did they go?
Yeah.
I don't remember which country it is.
I don't even think they went across the pond. I think they went...
They were already in Nepal, so I guess it was up the pond, down below the... They go to
They
Cairo.
Went adjacent.
I was like, didn't they just go to Egypt? Like,
they went to Cairo.
They crossed into Africa.
And they met... Indiana Jones' friend Sala. Sala is, as we mentioned, John Rhys Davies.
Yes, AKA, from The Ride.
AKA Gimli and The Ride.
He is The Ride.
he is the voice.
Truthfully.
Of
welcome.
Sala reveals that Bellic has been assisting the Nazis. Bellic is the French dude. Who have fashioned an incomplete replica medallion from the burns on wet Nazi's hand.
But we didn't know that at that point.
Right. We just...
I was like, how could they come up with the...
Even though that Marion and Indiana Jones took the actual amulet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But they're out there digging in the sand, and they're finding some of the clues that lead to the Ark of the Covenant. Nazi soldiers and mercenaries attack Jones, and Marion is seemingly killed. It was crazy. They kidnapped her out of a basket and then threw her into a truck. And Indiana Jones chases after the truck. He shoots the driver. The truck flips over and kaboom! It just explodes.
And he's just like, Marion.
Marion. And I thought Marion, I was like, Marion is dead.
I knew she wasn't dead, I feel like.
For sure.
She got exploded, okay.
She got exploded. So Indiana Jones goes to go drink. At a bar.
Don't you miss out on that monkey, though.
Oh, that's right. They were hanging out with a monkey.
The monkey.
They were hanging out with a monkey. The monkey was at Sala's house, hanging out with his children,
yep.
Eating dates. Mm. Right? And then the monkey goes with Marion and Indiana Jones to the market.
And he's pretty much a boo. from Aladdin.
He's just being a boo, being all cute, stealing stuff. And then as Marion is hiding from these Nazis who show up, the monkey goes and snitches to the eye patch Nazi guy.
Oh yeah, that monkey is a snitch.
Monkey is a snitch.
Luis was like,
he's not only a snitch. I'll
hold on.
That much.
Oh my gosh, we'll get to that. Luis was like, do you really think that Nazis would listen to a monkey?
I don't know, man.
Nazi monkey. He did the thing. He did the arm move.
He did the Heil Hitler arm.
Yeah, it was
Nazi
wild.
Monkey.
Nazi monkey. In Egypt, of all places. I didn't know they had Nazis.
He's Nazi monkey.
The Nazis got all the way into Africa. I don't remember how far down they got into Africa in World War II. But they were
down. Well, I mean, Egypt's at the very top, so.
Yeah. They didn't have to go very far.
If they got down into Africa, then Egypt's kind of like, oh, hey, Egypt, catch you later.
Catch you later.
You know, yeah, ready to help us out.
Where'd they go to? Somalia, I think it was.
You know more about history than me.
They would have gone through Egypt.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. An imam deciphers the medallion for Indy.
So sorry. One of the battles was like in Al Alamein, which I think is in Egypt. So yes, they were in Egypt.
Yes, there you go. Thank you for that.
And not just the monkey.
Historical.
They were also like in all of Northern Africa.
In Indiana Jones.
So this is the point in the movie where Luis would like to put a disclaimer on what comes next.
Okay.
Because I sent you a video. That I took in this part of the movie.
Yeah, about the monkey.
Did you watch it?
I did.
But I don't know what I was looking for.
You need to just watch it.
Let's say his name is Mandoingus.
Peter.
What?
His name is Peter. Give me one moment. I'm going to play the clip. You see the monkey?
Peter.
What am I looking at?
Okay, let me see it.
I saw the monkey.
Am I watching the monkey or a human? What am I watching?
You're looking at the monkey.
Okay.
That goes on in there. What? What is it?
Look at his face.
Look at his dinger.
Goodness gracious. Do I have to bleep the whole, this whole
portion? I said dinger. They don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm looking at a monkey.
Hey, watch out, Trey.
Oh my god, it just plopped right out. Wow.
Was that an Easter egg? Like, what is that?
At least was just
that
like...
That was an Easter dong, homie.
That is in the theatrical cut of the movie.
We're watching it and Luis goes... He's like, did you see that? Like, no.
I believe that's the scene in the movie right before the monkey goes to snitch with the... patch dude. He's in the blue truck. So find that part, watch it back a couple times, and
scary.
Don't make your faces, and you'll find exactly what we're talking about.
It's scowy.
Easter eggs. Easter bananas.
Easter sausages.
No, I don't like
all right.
It.
All right. An imam deciphers the medallion for Indy, revealing that one side bears a warning against disturbing the Ark, and the other bears the complete measurements for the Staff of Ra, an item used to locate the Ark. So all the Nazis have is the side that says, here's how to make the Staff of Ra. It doesn't have the, hey, you probably don't want to mess with this at all.
Yeah.
Ayo, God said no.
Right. But, you know, would they have listened to that anyway? Who knows?
Nah.
Indy and Sala realize that the Nazis are digging in the wrong location, so they infiltrate the Nazi dig site and use the medallion and the correctly sized Staff of Ra to locate the Well of Souls, the Ark's resting place. This is pretty cool. Indy went in there and he shined the light. He had a turban on and he was shining the light. He looked like Jesus. He was shining the light on the city, and it revealed the actual location.
It's weird. This was one of the moments in the movie where I was like, I don't know if you really had to do that, but like, there was like a mystical, magical thing that happened when the light hit the spot where the Ark was supposed to be.
Which is cool. And at first I was just like, oh, yeah, Egyptian engineering. I see it. Okay, good for you guys.
Wow.
But by the end of the movie, I was like, oh, okay, I guess there is some actual.
You know, oh, we doing magic now.
Magic is happening all over the place. So they they're able to recover the Ark. Which is a golden, intricately decorated chest. But Bellick and the Nazis discover them and seize it. Indy and Marion, who Bellum had held captive, in a very good scene. I really like this scene with Marion, where she is being held captive in the room, and Bellick comes in, and he's like, hey, I'm being creepy. I want you to wear this dress. And he's like, okay, whatever, dude. She puts on the dress, and then he's like, hey.
That was very creepy.
Nah, it's about to and she's like, all right, whatever, I'll drink too. And she drinks with him, right? But then, you know, we it's been established that this girl can drink, okay? So she can drink Bellick under the table and not be actually drunk. She drinks with him for a while and then starts grabbing a knife and whatnot and eventually tries to get the drop on him. But unfortunately, that's exactly when the Nazis walked in. And,
but Candleman is like,
I have this. And it looked like he's holding it was some like, kind of torture device.
I thought it was like a triple nunchuck.
Can you imagine that he's.
Oh, yeah, that being like a hanger, right?
It was a hanger!
Yeah, he hung up his jacket. very baller move to bring a hanger into a room.
To construct a hanger in the room. I cannot.
In midair, which was amazing. It was very cool.
When you hand a Nazi your coat and you produce the hanger. And then you give it back to the Nazi and make him hold it.
Yeah. Hold this for me.
General.
Amazing, amazing entrance.
We'll melt faces together later, don't worry.
Man. Yeah, holy moly. So they take Marion, they drop her into the hole that Indiana Jones is in. And wait, how did this? Sala was able to get out, right? He had gotten out before.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they get in there, though, that's the snaky part.
Right. Oh, snakes.
I'm not used to babies.
Snakes.
Poor Indy.
Yeah,
we all have our thing.
And this is his thing, and there were so many of those things in there.
That was disgusting, no doubt.
A lot of them are like really dangerous and poisonous.
Mm-hmm. That one was no good, and the spot right in the beginning with the spiders was no good.
Oh, yeah, lots of tarantulas on that man's back.
That didn't freak me out as much as the snakes, though.
He went on.
Well, they weren't moving.
Doc Ock had more arms on his back. So
yeah, the snakes were very slither.
The snakes were slithering. Indy's got a couple torches and he's keeping the snakes away. Marion has fallen into this pit with him.
And Frenchie's mad about it.
Right, and now she's got a torch as well. She thinks that his whip is a snake. And she like lights it on fire for a second. That was funny.
This was about the point in the movie where she kind of started driving me nuts. Because all she was doing was screaming.
She was
screaming.
Driving me nuts from the beginning.
She was just like,
what am I to do? I'm in a dress.
Help me.
Help me.
And I like how he was like, why are you wearing that? And she's like, I was trying to get out of here. But
he
also.
He like kisses her and then he's like, you got to stay.
Yeah, to be fair, he did leave her alone.
Oh, 100%.
Again.
Right. Yeah.
Even he was going to untie her and then retied her. I was like, wow. Like, that
actually, on second thought.
I thought that you were a gentleman and you, sir, are a scallywag.
Scallywag. A scruffy looking nerf herder.
Next. Exactly.
So they are able to get out of this cave. That they're the snake pit that they're in, because Indy climbs up on a statue, he kicks it down and knocks through a wall, and he's able to get out of there. but let me see here. Jones and Marion, whom Bellick had held captive, are sealed inside the well, but the pair escape, and Jones captures a truck carrying the Ark. Alongside Marion, Jones arranges to transport the Ark to London aboard a tramp steamer. And this is like the whole scene where the Ark is moving along in the truck and Indy's chasing after this truck and he's like on top of it and on the side of it and punching guys in the front and he's riding on the front wheel somehow. Just his whole hot crotch is just getting picked up by this front wheel, his front tire. He gets dragged behind it.
Yeah, he gets like sucked under, and he has like a crowbar to hold him on. Yeah, and it's
wild.
Somehow you have the upper body strength to then pull yourself up a moving.
Right, I think he gets shot at some point. And
that was really smart, though. I mean, not that I'm ever going to be with someone who's gotten shot, but if you're trying to really get at that person, you punch them in the wound.
Right.
Yeah.
Bow.
Like,
oh man, you just saw me do that right here. Why would you do that?
I was like, ooh, that's nasty, Nazi. Yeah. Geez.
Smart, you know, though. But it's smart.
Them Nazis were pretty mean, you know? If I read anything, if I remember correctly.
Oh my gosh, if I remember correctly.
So Indy's able to get the Ark and hide it in at Omar's place. Then they get it onto like a pirate boat that Solomon knows. He's like, hey, I know these pirate dudes. Yeah, they'll take you.
Too much.
They're very honorable guys. They're very honorable. He takes them over there.
But honestly, they were pretty good.
They were chill.
They could have been like,
they could have
been giving
them
up.
Right. These were not bad guys. Let's see here. While they're on this boat, Indy and Marion make out, you know, while Indy is shirtless on the bed. She's taking care of him. He's like, I need a kiss on my elbow. And I need a kiss on my forehead. Maybe I need a little kissy right here, baby.
Shut up!
Wow, I really wish everyone could have seen.
Yeah,
that.
That was ridiculous.
Wow.
That's exactly what he did. I saw.
I saw it.
So they make out for a little bit. And then the Nazis find the boat. They have commandeered a submarine. And the submarine has arrived at the boat. They found Marion. Everybody's being sexist toward Mary, like, we'll take the girl. No, we'll take the girl. Yeah, we'll take the girl. I want the girl.
100% pirates.
And Indiana Jones is just like, you know, sneaking around in the back. They take Marion.
She is just so helpless. Like, girl, this is like the 85th time you've been hostage by the same people.
You know, they got guns. You know,
they got guns.
What is she supposed to do? They take her and the Ark.
Run before they get there. You know they come in.
Indiana Jones hides on top of the submarine. He's just like holding on to the periscope as it glides underwater and stuff like that. He's amazing.
But I'm really confused. Like, it's a submarine and it doesn't submerge until they get to an island.
I mean, it doesn't have to.
Well, I mean, they chose not to.
Right.
You don't have to submerge on a submarine.
No. Yeah.
So it's just a boat?
It can be a boat.
It can be a boat. That's why at first they were called U-boats.
Mm-hmm. This is a German U-boat. Jones covertly aborts the U-boat. It says right here, the Wikipedia article.
Oh, the Wikipedia article.
The vessel travels to an island in the Aegean Sea, where Bellick intends to test the power of the Ark before presenting it to Hitler. It's going to be really big. We're doing it for his birthday. It's 420. We're like, hey, Hitler, check it out. We got to the Ark of the Covenant, dude. It's going to be awesome. They're walking it up a path. Indiana Jones sneaks off the boat, punches a dude out, changes into his clothes. The clothes are a little small.
That was hilarious.
Don't fit all the way. That's very funny. I had never seen that in the movie before, I don't think. Where that trope happened. He makes his way up to the side of a cliff where they're walking. He has a bazooka. He's like, hey, Bellick, leave the girl alone and drop the Ark and I won't blow you all up in smithereens. And
mm-hmm.
Bellick is like, whatever, dude, you ain't gonna blow this thing up.
Calls a serious bluff.
This thing is pretty,
like,
pretty
number
cool.
One, you don't love her enough. Like, let's be real. That's what he's pretty much telling him. Like, number one, how many times you let her get captured?
One moment, I'm gonna pause. Okay, so then.
Oh, hold on. This is the scene with another weird editing thing.
Oh.
I guess that first one wasn't a weird editing thing. It should have been.
Uh-huh.
But this one, when Indy's talking to Bollock. Is his name Bollock?
Yeah, Bollock.
He's looking down and Bollock is sitting there talking, and legitimately you see a fly.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yes.
There's like a fly walking across his face.
It goes on his lip, and then it just goes inside, I'm pretty sure.
Either that or they just edited it out. And then you just don't see a fly anymore.
I did read that there were, like, you know, just flies everywhere.
Oh, I can't imagine.
In the place that they were shooting.
Well, and, yeah, that makes sense.
And so there are lots of them in lots of the shots.
Yeah.
But that one in particular was just like a close-up on this man's face and then a fly.
Nasty.
So nasty.
Where are we going?
That's quite delightful.
Where are we going?
Nasty fly, brother. So Bella called Indy's bluff, and he's like, "All right, come on down here and put these handcuffs on, buddy." And they take him and Miriam up to the cliff where they're gonna pop the ark open. Bollock puts on a very fancy outfit, wherein he's going to perform a ceremony for the ark. He says like a Hebrew prayer over it because it is like a Old Testament object.
Mm-hmm.
They pop that bad boy open and there's like bright lights shining everywhere. Okay, some spirits start to pop up and come out and whatnot. And then Indiana Jones is like, "Marion, don't close your eyes. Don't look at any of this. This is about to get bad." And
it popped off. Okay,
it immediately popped off. All the beams of light that were coming out started popping off all the lights that they had set up because they were gonna film this. The camera blows up, and then I think Bellick's face just like catches on fire, and his eyes are shooting beams, and the beams are going into every single Nazi that's around the thing. Flames are rushing past Indiana Jones and Marion, and then Bellick's face just like explodes and melts off, and the sweaty Nazi's face gets so much sweatier because it melts. It's like another Nazi's face is.
But did you see his face before it melts?
Oh my
melts
god.
It off, he's making like this.
Oh!
I cannot.
It was so.
It went from like kind of cool to like absolutely ridiculous.
And like, remember, like, this is basically the first time I'm ever seeing this. And I had heard about faces melting in Indiana Jones or whatever, but I did not expect
that was
it
so
to
bad.
Be this wild. And this biblical at the same time. I was like, this was a pretty grounded movie until this moment. It was wild. It was crazy. So all the Nazis just kaput, and Indiana Jones and Marion untie themselves somehow and get up out of there.
No, I think it's because the ropes were burned in that whole sitch.
Right.
They were
right.
Like singed.
That's right.
But it's super funny because I feel like they took... It's funny that you say that because I feel like they took... very specific things out of like the Old Testament to make it like semi-biblical, like to the time period, and then they do stuff like that and you're like, wow, we just so it's also cinematic,
right?
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
The
love
fire,
that
the fires of God rose up into the sky and then they were gone. It was crazy.
And Luis, he was cute. He was like, "Oh, the whole ark is gone." And there's like, "Oh, there's just the top. Dang, coming back down.
Oh, yeah.
All right, close it up."
That was cool. So they
the little witch, not the witches, the little, what do you call it? The spirits were scary.
Right, yeah, the spooky spirits.
Spooky spirits.
They're spooky.
The spooky spirits. I don't know what those spirits are supposed to be, who they were, but.
She was scary.
Yeah, they had scary faces. So they are able to
so weird.
Get the Ark of the Covenant, the big box, back to the United States government, and they're like, "We're gonna have some top men looking at this thing."
Top
men. All right. nobody said anything about your men. So
Indy just wanted like access for it, like for the museum.
Museum,
and they just were like, "Nah, here's some money, buddy."
The money will be enough. Men. Jones and Marion, they walk off together in some very nice hats into the sunset.
Dude, the hats.
And the film is over.
I mean, no doubt his hat is legit, but.
Oh, and we also see that the Ark of the Covenant just gets placed in a warehouse of endless valuable objects.
Okay. I feel like it was Area 51. I won't even lie to you.
Oh, yeah. It was a really big warehouse. Like, it was like miles long building.
Oh, for sure.
That said, like, do not open. Right, so you know it was never going to be.
Confidential. Top secret. Do not check out this pretty sweet Ark of the
Covenant. It's like, well, then what else is in these boxes?
Right, yeah. Who knows? Who is to say?
Well, and I love that because no one was really thinking about it, or maybe they were when they made this, but like, how are we any different than those Nazis when it comes to stealing all those antiquities, right, though?
Well, I mean, I guess the Nazis definitely were trying to open that thing and use it on people that aren't just themselves, and I guess the U.S. government put it in a box. So that's nice. They put it in a box.
Okay.
Nobody can find it. As opposed to popping it open and burning people's faces off, you know?
Ayo, enemies, get over here. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Hope you didn't like your faces. that is Raiders of the Lost Ark. That is the title of the movie. It's not Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I feel like I didn't know that until...
I definitely thought it was Indiana Jones Raiders. Like Indiana Jones : Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right. But it's kind of like Star Wars in that way. And that originally it was just Star Wars. But now it's Star Wars A New Hope. You know? Episode 4.
Is Episode 4 like officially in the name now?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope. This film on the Tomatometer currently sits at certified fresh 93%. Has an audience score of 96%. The critics' consensus says, featuring bravura set pieces, sly humor, and white-knuckle action, Raiders of the Lost Ark is one of the most consummately entertaining adventure pictures of all time.
Wow.
Consummately entertaining adventure picture.
I wonder, and here's the deal. We said this before. I am a huge indie fan. And maybe it's like just the culture of it all, like the pop culture piece. But like, I wonder how much of that is also like a nostalgic thing.
Yeah.
Because like 96 is high.
Right. 96 is very high. Let me see. Does it say when these reviews are from? 151 reviews. So that makes me think that they're reviews from the time. Actually, nope. I'm seeing critics with 2023 reviews on on here.
People are serious. There's a revival for indie.
People are still watching indie.
I wonder if you see the spikes like when they put them on Disney Plus. Like,
yeah, maybe.
You know, like when the movies were released from the vault and such. Right. See that?
That makes sense to me. It's almost like they should show the history. Like, you know how they do on Zillow where they show the price history? Right. Like, what was it in this year? Price. And then in 2005, it sold for 100 grand more.
For sure.
Like, I want to know that about the ratings.
Exactly. Well, we can kind of do that with money. Let me see here. This film had a budget of $20 million and wound up with a worldwide gross of $389.9 million. So that is a significant increase. Let me see here.
And this was after Star Wars?
Yes, this was 1981. The first Star Wars was 70. And then the second one was 80. So this one came out between 2 and 3. Four.
So they were cashing in on him as a cash cow.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is cashed up right now. Steven Spielberg.
Lucas.
George Lucas. Harrison Ford. Money, 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 money. It's a very lucrative time. Let's see here. Raiders of the Lost Ark was released to general acclaim by critics and audiences. Let's see here. Some people listed it as one of the 10 best films of the year. Canopy labeled the film as an instant classic and one of the most humorous and stylish American films ever made. So yeah, it was getting good reviews at the time. Back in the 80s. What do we want to rate it?
I'm going to give it a 7.5. It is a good movie. It is action-packed. I like it. But I'm trying to... I would give it an 8, but I'm giving it a 7.5 because I'm not, like, itching to watch it again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, wow, that was good. I'm going to watch it again right now. Versus, like, if you were like, let's put on A New Hope, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. You know?
That's true.
So I'm going to give it a 7.5.
That's true.
Louise.
I think 7 range is perfect. because some parts were just like a little unbelievable. Talked about the digging, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was a major concern for Luis
and
I.
They literally were digging 20 feet away. And
yeah,
they were like,
I said that too when we were watching it. I was like, they don't see him, huh?
The archaeological dig. Like, yeah, there's 600 Nazis, like, right there. They're all right over there.
It's real brazen. Just like, I'm on a mountaintop. How we feel about this? Yep. And at first, he was, like, hidden in the garb that would make it very hard to tell who was who.
Sure.
With his face covered, and then in the next scene, his silhouette is in his stuff with his hat.
I gotta put my hat back on. I just don't feel like myself.
This turban is not working for me. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He was wearing that hat, you know. The hat was not wearing him. Did you give a rating?
No, I'm gonna say 7.5 is good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that 0.5 is. For Johnny Dubs, for sure.
J Dubs in the building.
And it never gets old to me. Because some of them, it's like, okay, you know, you hear it so many times, but that one. Actually, no, most of his stuff doesn't get old.
Yeah, Johnny Dubs.
He has some real classic sounds.
Mm hmm. He has banger after banger.
He just, that's who he is, man. Makes bops.
Bops, hold on.
Bops. Bops on beach.
I think I'm going to agree with you all and give this a 7.5 as well. I think that this was a good movie. Very fun, very watchable. Yeah, probably not something.
Very wild.
I'm not going to watch like every year or anything like that, but. Sometimes getting up to that faces melting portion of it might be worth it sometimes, you know? That was buck wild crazy. I could not believe that this movie ended. It was crazy.
You chilling, Trey, or what?
That was so bizarre.
How bizarre. So that is it for our Raiders of the Lost Ark review. Let us know what you thought of the first indie movie. Leave a comment on our Instagram. We are at the Walt Vault Pod. Go there. Go to Threads. Go to
Threads.
X. Go to all the newly named
my gosh.
Social media sites. We're there for you.
I didn't even know what those things are. What is X?
That's Twitter.
They renamed Twitter X.
Twitter is X, and Threads is the new Twitter from Instagram.
Ay, caramba.
You'll get it.
I think we talked about this on the last episode, too, and I still don't know.
It's still confusing.
It's stupid.
It's quite dumb. Go there and let us know what you thought of the movie. Next episode, we are going to jump into another brand new Marvel film, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which is now available on Disney+.
Woo! I can't wait.
Let's head there.
How many times have you seen it to date?
Just once. Just in
okay,
theater.
Us too.
In the theater. Yeah.
So. I'm really excited to rewatch it.
Did we watch it in theaters, Luis?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys did. Yeah.
Right. Did we watch it together?
No.
Might have.
Oh. What did we see together?
I think it was Ant-Man because we went.
Ant-Man.
Oh,
like
Quantumania. Yeah. Yee. Okay. Yeah. Yee. Wow. Yee. This is so sad that my life is like this. Where. What did I do?
What did I do?
I don't know.
Yeah, my brain can't even remember what I did yesterday, so, you know.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited because we saw it the one time, and I remember walking out like, oh.
I really enjoyed
okay.
it.
Guardians is, well, I guess we'll talk about it, but.
We will talk about it, but.
Probably one of the best trilogies.
Yee. Not a bad trilogy at all. Ooh, maybe I'll watch all three of them.
Humana.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Wicked Witch.
I'll check it out next month when we release our Guardians episode. Until then, once again, we are at the Wolf Vault Pod. Drop us a comment, slide into our DMs. You can send an email to contact@thewolfvaultpod.com. We'll read your message on the show. We'll read your DMs too if you want to send us those. We're down to read.
Did we do the Christmas episode?
We did do the holiday special for Guardians, yes.
Yeah, and I remember we talked about
many months ago that was
hot garbage.
We talked about the BLT,
right? And the dude whose arm did like this when he was playing the guitar—that was weird. That's all I can remember.
That's the predecessor to, actually, I guess it would be the successor to face melting.
Right.
Your body should not be doing that, sir.
Stop this at once. all right, you guys, that has been it for us. We will see you next time for some galaxy guarding goodness. The vault is now closed.